where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here is an update from Sarnia News Today.
9 recommendations have been made following a nearly week-long inquest into the death of an inmate at the Sarnia jail. The inquest last week examined the circumstances of 31-year-old Travis Haver's suicide death on December 5, 2020, while in custody. The 5-person jury made recommendations aimed toward the jail, the Sarnia Police Service, and the Ministry of the Solicitor General, including that the ministry review the practice at the jail to require the scheduling of medical staff from the healthcare unit to provide medical coverage 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The full list of recommendations is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. The province is giving Sarnia $400,000 through the Building Faster Fund as the municipality has exceeded its 2023 housing target, breaking ground on a total of 254 new housing units last year. The fund is a 3-year, $1.2 billion program designed to encourage municipalities to address the housing supply crisis. Mayor Mike Bradley says the funding is an endorsement of the city greatly exceeding its housing targets because of the planning of city council and staff over the last decade. He says he's confident the city can continue to meet its housing targets moving forward.
From what I heard from the minister today, there's going to be a lot of money in the next provincial budget to assist us. And I'm also hoping the federal budget that's coming down on the 16th of April will have money, too, to help us move forward and help these nonprofits bring these affordable housing projects around as soon as possible.
City Council will decide in the near future how to spend the funds. A Habitat for Humanity volunteer is sharing a sobering message about the living conditions at a First Nation community in northwestern Ontario. Kevin Sellis says Ebatung, just north of Thunder Bay, is dealing with a huge fire issue because of electrical problems and arson. He says just a few weeks ago, the community's only school burned down.
It's pretty heartbreaking because the efforts to make things better always seem to revert backwards for whatever reason.
Full details are posted on our website, sarnianewstoday.ca. And a recent poll reveals a significant shift in Canadian attitudes toward immigration. The Association for Canadian Studies and the Metropolis Institute found that 50% of Canadians now believe there are too many newcomers entering the country, a notable increase from previous years. While some advocate for a focus on skilled workers in Canada's immigration strategy, support for refugees, temporary foreign workers, and international students remains relatively low across the board. And our neighbors in Michigan may not have to worry about the twice-a-year clock change if a referendum goes on the ballot. A bill was introduced last week in the Michigan State Senate recommending a ballot proposal which, if approved by voters, will eliminate daylight saving time in the Wolverine State. The bill would place the question on the November general election ballot. It's been referred to the Michigan Senate's Committee on Government Operations. Sunny skies for today, a high of 16, cooler along the lakeshore. Skies becoming partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers, a low of 3. Cloudy tomorrow, showers are expected, risk of a thunderstorm as well, a high of 12. Cloudy Friday with a slight chance of showers, a high of 7. I'm Stephanie Shabs.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.